Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. This informational segment is to introduce you to a Massachusetts law that is designed to protect homeowners who are having repairs or modifications done to their home. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on two primary areas. First, how the Massachusetts Home Improvement Statute may apply to you as a homeowner. Secondly, points for you to consider before signing a contract to repair your home. Before I begin on my introduction to the protections that a homeowner has under the Home Improvement Statute, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. In the event that you, as a homeowner, have been unfortunate enough to suffer damage to your home, one of the situations you will need to deal with is hiring a contractor for the repair of your home and for that contractor to do the repairs as outlined by the insurance company. Choosing a home improvement contractor can be somewhat of a difficult task. There are a number of reputable and licensed contractors that provide quality service. Unfortunately, there are also, however, an increasing number of individuals that are ready to take advantage of homeowners who have received funds from their insurance company for the repair of their home. In searching for a reputable and licensed contractor, a good source for you to consult can be friends and neighbors who have utilized a specific contractor and have had good results. In using the internet to locate a contractor, you should always look for a contractor who is licensed, insured, and is registered as a Massachusetts home improvement contractor. There are also services on the internet that review contractors to further assist you, the homeowner, in the selection process. Once you as the homeowner have settled on one or two contractors, you should take steps to verify their licenses and home improvement registrations. This verification can be done at no cost at the website for Massachusetts Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation and at Massachusetts Office of Public Safety and Inspection License Verification site. After you have finally selected your contractor, you should then ask that contractor to provide you with a written estimate or proposal. You may want to provide that contractor with a copy of your estimate from the insurance company with the dollar amounts removed in order to ensure that the repairs are in line with the insurance company's estimate. The estimates do not need to be a perfect match. However, they need to be substantially the same if you're going to make a supplemental claim under your insurance policy for the recovery of any holdback or depreciation. Hopefully, the above-described tips for choosing a contractor for your repairs is all that you'll need to consider. In some circumstances, unfortunately, you may run into a situation with your contractor in the work being performed at your home. As a homeowner, you should never have to deal with unfair construction practices in connection with a renovation or work project at your home. As I indicated, this segment is also to introduce you to some of the rights you may have under Massachusetts General Law Chapter 142A, which provides and protects homeowners who enter into construction contracts over $1,000. During this segment, I will provide you with some examples of what may be unfair construction practices. This is not a complete list, and if you as a homeowner feel that you have been treated unfairly, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. With respect to any construction project, you should always request at least a written proposal followed by a written contract. As a homeowner and consumer, you have a right to have a copy of that contract when it is signed, along with any plans or attachments that are part of the contract. The contract should provide the full name and address of the parties, the contractor's registration number, and the date that the contract was executed or signed by the parties. The contract also should have the registration number certifying that the contractor has registered as a home improvement contractor. You, as a homeowner, have a right to check to verify that this information is valid, and you should do so to protect your rights. The contract needs to contain an estimated start and projected completion date for the project. The contract should also provide a detailed description of what is to be done, along with the materials to be used. The contract should show the total price of the work and include a payment schedule along with the dates and amounts. The contract should clearly set forth all warranties, and you, as the homeowner, have a right to have a copy of those warranties. Examples as to what the contract should look like are available online. Once you and the contractor have agreed on the terms of the contract and the amount of the contract, you should take a picture of what is to be repaired. You should also consider keeping a notebook or computer log, keeping brief notes as to 1. The date that the work was performed, 1 or 2 sentences as to what work was being performed on that date, 3. If there were to be changes that are being made to the original contract, those changes, along with any cost, should be in writing and signed by both parties. 4. If you as a homeowner have any concerns as to what is being done, you should discuss those concerns with the contractor and keep notes of that discussion. Once the project is substantially complete, both you and the contractor should walk through the project and prepare what is commonly referred to as being a punch list. In general terms, a punch list is a list of items that you are looking to have the contractor complete prior to making final payment. An example of a punch list item would be to install a switch plate where necessary, or to touch up some paint or remove some debris. Generally, with any home improvement contract or project, the contractor should leave the area clean and ready for use prior to you making the final payment. Generally, a home improvement contractor should not make a request for final payment until you have accepted the project, as any demand for final payment prior to completion may be a violation of the protections that are provided for under the home improvement law. Should you feel that your contractor has engaged in unfair or deceptive conduct, you should contact an attorney. If you are having difficulty with your contractor, feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your contract and your specific situation. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at either www.homeownerclaims.com or www.attorneyfeener.com and access our consumer protection page. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this informational segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. This informational segment should not be considered to be legal advice. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.